brought to you by Penguin.
The Salt Path, written and read by Raina Wynne. Prologue. There's a sound to breaking waves when they're close, a sound like nothing else. The background roar is unmistakable, overlaid by the swash of the landing wave and then the sucking noise of the backwash as it retreats. It was dark, barely a speck of light. But even without seeing it, I recognised the strength of the swash and knew it must be close. I tried to be logical. We'd camped well above the high tide line, the beach shelved away below us, and beyond that was the water level. It couldn't reach us. We were fine. I put my head back on the rolled-up jumper and thought about sleep. No, we weren't fine. We were far from fine. The swash and suck wasn't coming from below. It was right outside. Scrambling through the green-black light in the tent, I tore open the flaps. Moonlight cut across the cliff tops, leaving the beach in complete darkness, but lit the waves as they broke into a mess of foam. The swash already running over the sand shelf, ending only a metre from the tent. I shook the sleeping bag next to me. Moth, moth, the water, it's coming. Throwing everything that was heavy into our rucksacks, shoving feet into boots, we pulled out the steel pegs and picked the tent up whole, still erected with our sleeping bags and clothes inside, the ground sheets sagging down to the sand. We scuttled across the beach like a giant green crab to what had the night before been a small...